Hello, today the church celebrates Friday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 to 28. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Jesus often spoke paradoxically. One of the most notable paradoxes occurred when Jesus said, "Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." In other words, if we are concerned only with ourselves and our own needs and desires, we will lose ourselves. But if we look beyond ourselves toward the Lord and to the lives and needs of those around us, we will find our true selves. Jesus expressed this fundamental paradox of his teaching in another way when he said, "Give, and gifts will be given to you." In other words, it's in giving that we receive. Hopefully, our own experience has taught us that indeed, it is when we look beyond ourselves to others, to the Lord present in others, that we experience the Lord's own joy, the Lord's own life, which is an indication of the joy and life of the kingdom of heaven.